holograms, and invisibility. Another way to render a person partially invisible is to photograph the scenery behind a person and then project that background image directly onto the person's clothes or onto a screen in front of him. As seen from the front, it appears as if the person has become transparent. That light has somehow passed right through the person's body. Naoki Kawakami of the Tachi Laboratory at the University of Tokyo has been hard at work on this process, which is called optical camouflage. He says it would be used to help pilots see through the floor of the cockpit at a runway below, or for drivers trying to see through a fender to park a car. Kawakami's cloak is covered with tiny light reflective beads that act like a movie screen. A video camera photographs what is behind the cloak. Then this image is fed into a video projector that lights up the front of the cloak, so it appears as if light has passed through the person. Prototypes of the optical camouflage cloak actually exist in the lab. If you look directly at a person wearing this screen-like cloak, it appears as if the person has disappeared, because all you see is the image behind the person. But if you move your eyes a bit, the image on the cloak does not change, which tells you that it is a fake. A more realistic optical camouflage would need to create the illusion of a 3D image. For this, one would need holograms. A hologram is a 3D image created by lasers, like the 3D image of Princess Leia in Star Wars. A person could be rendered invisible if the background scenery was photographed with a special holographic camera, and the holographic image was then projected out through a special holographic screen placed in front of the person. A viewer standing in front of that person would see the holographic screen containing the 3D image of the background scenery minus the person. It would appear as if the person had disappeared. In that person's place would be a precise 3D image of the background scenery. Even if you moved your eyes, you would not be able to tell that what you were seeing was fake. These 3D images are made possible because laser light is coherent. That is, all the waves are vibrating in perfect unison. Holograms are produced by making a coherent laser beam split in two pieces. Half of the beam shines on a photographic film. The other half illuminates an object, bounces off, and then shines on the same photographic film. When these two beams interfere on the film, an interference pattern is created that encodes all the information of the original 3D wave. The film, when developed, doesn't look like much, just an intricate spiderweb pattern of whorls and lines. But when a laser beam is allowed to shine on this film, an exact 3D replica of the original object suddenly appears, as if by magic. The technical problems with holographic invisibility are formidable, however. One challenge is to create a holographic camera that is capable of taking at least 30 frames per second. Another problem is storing and processing all the information. Finally, one would need to project this image onto a screen so that the image looks realistic.